From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge, defending your rights as a Christian, a parent, and a citizen. Here's Brad Dacus.
In Pennsylvania, the U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit in a 3-0 decision ruled that Lehigh County's seal featuring a cross does not violate the First Amendment's Establishment Clause. The ruling came about after the Supreme Court's decision to keep an historical and symbolic monument, the Blandensburg Memorial Cross, in Maryland. Likewise, the cross on the seal signifies the religious freedom that German settlers experienced after fleeing from religious persecution from their homeland. Let's all thank the Lord for another big win for the First Amendment.
The Pacific Justice Institute provides legal representation to individuals without charge. Learn more at pacificjustice.org. That's pacificjustice.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by the ever-changing world of technology? Tech It Out can help make some sense of it all. Breaking down geek speak into street speak, technology columnist, author, and TV personality Mark Saltzman covers consumer technology each week for every listener. Mark tackles the latest news, reviews, and how-tos to help you understand what's hot, what's not, and why.
Hey everyone, welcome to Tech It Out, episode 114. We have a great show planned for you today, which I'll tell you about more in a moment, all the guests and all the topics we've got cooked up for you. But first, I want to remind you about our awesome contest with Hotels.com, where we're giving away a $250 gift card each week for a total of 8 weeks. This is the sixth week for a free night or two at a hotel of your choice when booked through Hotels.com. Here's how to be eligible to win, and it is open to everyone in the U.S. age 18 and older. All you have to do is as follows. Go to Twitter and follow Hotels.com. Type a sentence on why you could use a free getaway in a hotel, and include the hashtag TechItOut, the name of this show. That's it. A name will be randomly drawn next week. I'll announce it on the air, and I'll congratulate you on social media as well. And if you want to read the full terms and conditions for this giveaway, it's on my website, marksaltzman.com. That's marksaltzman.com. All right, on today's show, we're going to chat with Asus in a moment about its new ROG Phone 2. And speaking of gaming, we'll also learn this hour about the Overwatch League Sports Finals taking place next weekend. Danby will join us this hour to talk about its solution for protecting your packages on your doorstep. And we're going to learn about LifeVac, which could prevent someone from choking. All right, lots to get to, so let's kick off the show. While there's a lot of hype surrounding new smartphones like iPhone 11 and Galaxy Note 10, if you're into gaming, then you likely want a lot more power and performance, which is where the Republic of Gamers, or ROG Phone, comes in from Asus. And now there's ROG Phone 2, the successor to last year's seriously powerful yet portable gaming device. Joining us on the line to chat is Nick Mijuskovic, Technical PR Manager at Asus Republic of Gamers. Welcome to the show, Nick.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Sure thing. Now, before we talk ROG Phone 2, please tell us about Republic of Gamers, or ROG for short.
Sure. Well, as you know, Asus has kind of been at the forefront of the computing industry and motherboards ever since it really started. And in 2006, we realized the importance of the gamer audience and having products specifically tailored for them. So in 2006, ROG was born. And that encompassed motherboards at first, and that's since expanded to graphics cards, a whole bunch of peripherals, and now in the mobile space with smartphones.
Right, and also laptops and desktops as well as accessories. But now smartphones. So why make a gaming phone? I remember last year at E3 2018 being blown away at the ROG phone, and now you've got the successor. But why get into that space? Is that where you see it going?
We see mobile gaming as a hugely important space. It actually it actually dwarfs console and PC gaming in terms of global revenues. Mm-hmm. So mobile gaming revenues are responsible for 47% of global revenues, with consoles representing about 28% and PCs representing about 25%.
Wow.
So we really see the future in mobile gaming, and I think there's kind of a hunger that's by the gaming enthusiasts that hasn't really been fulfilled yet in the mobile space, and that's what the RG phone is all about, is being able to cater to them and their gaming experience than they would with any off-the-shelf smartphone.
And just to be clear, we're not just talking about casual puzzle games like Candy Crush or anything like that. You can play console-like or PC-like gaming in the palm of your hand, even on the bus to work or what have you, because of the power under the hood with this new phone. So tell us what makes ROG Phone 2 so special, even compared to last year's model.
At the end of the day, there's a laundry list of items that makes it special for gaming. We really did not fare any exception. We upgraded and every single thing on the phone is built for gaming. So that really starts with the processor, the Qualcomm Snapdragon 855. There's now a version called the 855 Plus, which is what the ROG phone uses. And that not only has an overclock on the CPU, so the CPU not only runs faster, but even more importantly, the graphics part of it, the GPU, runs about 15% faster.
Wow.
So that will exhibit itself in higher frame rates and being able to have higher visual settings in the games. And then we complement that with a bunch of memory. They come up to 12 gigs of memory. The storage system, so the hard drive on the phone, is UFS 3.0, which is super fast. And then as well as the panel, one of the big things a lot of people are excited about is the refresh rate of the panel. A little while ago in the PC industry, gaming monitors started going up higher refresh rates, which means that you see more frames in every second and things look smoother. And in fast games, that can really turn out to be a competitive advantage.
Mm-hmm.
So most phones these days have 60 hertz refresh rate. This one has, the ROG Phone 2 has 120 hertz refresh rate. So you're seeing about double the amount of information that you would with the regular smartphone.
Wow. So you're playing a game of Fortnite on ROG Phone 2 and you're getting 120 frames per second.
The game does need to build in support for it, and Fortnite will be adding it shortly.
Cool.
So that will be available soon.
And how big is the screen? You're talking about the panel size, but is it a larger smartphone? And what's the operating system? I'm assuming it's Android.
Yeah, so we use Android. It's built off of Android 9 and it'll be getting an update to Android 10 shortly. It is a 6.6-inch screen, an AMOLED screen.
Oh, wow. Okay. And over 6.5 inches. So nice big screen, lots of real estate there. And that's also great for even when you're not gaming. Because of Android, you can multitask. You can do picture-in-picture or you can do a split screen. You know, half of the screen being devoted to, say, a web browser, and the other half is like a notes section or something if you're jotting down some notes. So that's pretty cool that you can use all that real estate for work or for play. So that's awesome. And then last year I was impressed with the battery pack and some other accessories that you can add onto the ROG phone. Is there anything like that with this new version?
Yeah, so this new version, we do have the full set of accessories. I think that's one of the things that really sets the ROG Phone 2 apart, is that there is a complete set of accessories that includes a special gamepad that you can attach directly to the phone, or you can attach to other accessories. We have something called a Twin View Dock, which some people might liken to kind of a Nintendo DS type of setup, where we have two screens that you plug in your phone into a device that already has one. So now all of a sudden you have two screens and an extra battery that comes into that TwinView dock. So you're about doubling your battery life, and you have a more immersive experiences. And we have game publishers on board that are directly supporting the dual screen setup as well.
Is there a way to connect the ROG phone to a PC monitor or a TV? Let's say you're traveling and you get to your hotel and there's a nice big TV on the wall. Can you connect your ROG phone to play games?
Sure. We actually have a few different docks that would enable that. We have one called the mobile desktop dock. We have another one called the YGig dock and another one called the professional dock. So the mobile desktop dock is kind of the big daddy of them all and comes with multiple USB ports, HDMI, DisplayPort, audio jacks and mic jacks, and pretty much everything that you can think of, and allows you to hook up a mouse, a keyboard, a monitor, And then we also have the YGIG dock that I mentioned earlier, which is wirelessly projecting the screen from the phone up over to the TV. So you'd plug in something to the TV, and then the phone would connect to the YGIG dock, and then your wireless, and then you'd be able to play on a big screen, basically, whether you want to use the phone or you want to bring in the controller that I mentioned in earlier.
Awesome. We're chatting with Nick Mijuskovic. He is the technical PR manager at Asus ROG, or Republic of Gamers. What about the audio? I remember last year being impressed with the ROG phone's audio. Is this a new phone in the same vein?
Yeah, so we've actually improved it. So that's one of the things that that this phone is maybe kind of unique in this year's marketplace, is that we did keep the top and bottom small bezels, not only for ergonomics when you're playing games and not accidentally triggering certain actions and being able to hold the phone comfortably, but because of that, we've been able to fit in the dual front stereo speakers. Each speaker has its own amplifier, so it gets much louder than even last generation, and it really gives you a really great stereo experience if you're not wanting to put on headphones.
Okay. And there is a headphone jack, should you want one, right?
Yeah, so we have a headphone jack directly on the phone, and we do also provide a clip-on fan accessory that can lower the temperature of the phone and keep your hands cool during long gaming sessions.
Cool.
And that has a little pass-through for an extra audio jack.
Because as you know, Nick, both the new iPhone and the new Samsung do not have an audio jack, so thought I'd ask.
Yeah.
Final question. Because of all this horsepower under the hood of the ROG Phone 2, is it at the expense of the battery? I know there's a battery pack, but what kind of performance can you expect out of it?
So that's another area that we've improved over last year. And kind of has been a theme with the Asus, with our Asus phones coming out this year, is that we've been putting in much bigger batteries. So earlier this year, we released the Zenfone 6 with a 5,000 milliamp hour battery. The ROG Phone 2 has a 6,000 milliamp hour battery.
Awesome. All right, Nick. So how much does the ROG Phone 2 cost, and where can we learn more about it?
We have a couple of versions coming out in North America. A 512 gig version with a glossy back will be $899. And then we have a 1 terabyte hard drive at $1,199. The 512 gig version will be available at the end of September, with the 1 terabyte version likely available end of November.
And when you say hard drive, you mean like SSD, solid state?
Yeah, the UFS 3.0 version there.
Okay, cool. All right, awesome. Nick, thanks so much for your time. This sounds great. Can't wait to get my hands on this new and improved ROG phone. Thanks for your time.
Thank you for having me.
This show is powered by Asus, by the way, so thank you for your ongoing support. Asus.com has more info. We'll be right back with more Tech It Out.
Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want. Find the Tech It Out podcast at iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
In the market for an innovative laptop, the Asus ZenBook 14 model UX433 is an elegant laptop featuring a stunning nano-edge display with a 92% screen-to-body ratio. With its ErgoLift design, the back of the keyboard is slightly lifted for greater comfort and efficient cooling. Other features include a number pad, fast Intel Core i7 processor. Powered by Windows 10 Home, you can sign in fast, secure, and password-free with Windows Hello and the ZenBook's HD camera. Tech It Out is brought to you by Asus. Listeners of my Tech It Out radio show and podcast a lot, and I often talk about Hotels.com, as I love their app and, of course, their rewards program that lets you earn free nights at nearly any property they sell. So I'm excited to announce an awesome Tech It Out contest. It's for August and September, where we're giving away a $250 Hotels.com gift card each week. All you have to do is follow Hotels.com on Twitter, tell us why you deserve a trip, and include the hashtag Tech It Out. Good luck.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project, and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%. APR, 4.22%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. 8.88% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
I was in the United States Army for 12 years, and if we had a stressful time, hey, we'd say, hey, let's go smoke a cigarette. The further I got away from the military, being in corporate environments and it not being as prevalent, being around smokers, I would become the odd man out. The first time I actually tried Juul, I was surprised at how similar it was to a cigarette.
Chris made the switch in 2018. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for the time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs, and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Tech It Out. If you shop in 2019, chances are you do a lot of it, or perhaps even all of it, online. And that means several packages shipped to your door. But what if you're not there all day to receive them? Because, you know, you have to work. Well, you can see on the news every day there's an issue of porch pirates, those who sneak up to your doorstep and steal your packages. And so we're now going to learn about a product that might be able to help. It's called Parcel Guard. We're joined on the line by Jim Estill. He's the CEO of Danby. Welcome to the show, Jim.
Thanks for having me, Mark.
So before we talk Parcel Guard, Jim, let's talk a little bit about Danby. What's the company all about?
So Danby is a longtime appliance manufacturer. We've been in business since 1947. We manufacture bar fridges, freezers, wine coolers, that sort of thing. So we sell 2 million appliances per year.
Okay. And then you obviously saw a need for a product like Parcel Guard. It might be, you know, a little bit bigger than a bar fridge, but same kind of idea that this is something that could help curb thieves from taking advantage of those who like to shop online. So tell us about this product, Parcel Guard.
So Parcel Guard is a parcel mailbox that you put on your front porch. The UPS driver or FedEx driver can put the parcel in. It has a one-way door, just like a mailbox does, so that someone can't reach in and get the parcel. And then you get emailed or texted to say there's a parcel arrived at 10:46, even tells you it weighs 2 pounds. And if you want, you can look at the IP camera and see who dropped it off. And if someone's dropping off a bigger parcel, there's a code you can type in so that you give them a one-time use code and they could open the bottom door if you're dropping off something like a case of wine or something.
Oh, well, that sounds good, by the way. Okay, I get it. So if it's a small package, it's kind of like a mailbox where you pull down the handle and it sort of opens up towards you. You can drop in a small or medium-sized box there. If it's larger, then you can send them a code, the driver, the courier, to open up the bottom portion, which houses a bigger sort of compartment. And that way they just close it, and then that's it. Then when you get home, you would retrieve that package.
That's exactly right. Or you could, even if you enter the barcode, they can scan the barcode instead of typing a code, or you can remote open. So I could call you and say, Mark, I'm on your front porch with that case of wine I promised. Can you open it? So you can remote open as well.
Wow. Okay, cool. So it sounds like it solves two common problems with online deliveries. One is that you may not be home to accept it and you want a secure place to have that package dropped off. And secondly, you're notified when there's a package just so you know that it's there and you're getting that confirmation. Sometimes a courier does it. I get a push notification sometimes to my smartphone to say, we just dropped off something to your doorstep, but not always. So this also does that as well.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
That's exactly what it does.
So I was going to ask you how this differs from other similar products that I've seen. It sounds like there's a lot more technology here. So you hinted at a camera, barcode scanner, and some other bells and whistles like the ability to text you or email you. Would you say that those are some of the key differentiators between Parcel Guard and some of the other custom or private mailboxes out there?
Yes, it's exactly. It's internet-connected smart device, and it is an IP camera, so you can actually look any time of the night or day to who's on your front porch. So it adds to security. It's a security device. It has a car alarm as well, so if someone tries to steal it, then you get emailed or texted to say someone's stealing it or moving it, and it screams at the person. So a person walking down the street with it may not be that comfortable.
We're joined on the line by Jim Estill, CEO of Danby, to talk about their new product called Parcel Guard. If it needs to be plugged in, because it has some tech to it, like a camera and all that, needs power, how does that alarm work after they've left your premises?
Well, the alarm keeps working because it has battery power.
Ah.
So it also bolts down, so you can bolt it to your front porch. And there's actually a little compartment in the bottom where you can put a couple sandbags or a paving stone. If you weigh it down, it weighs 60, 70 pounds. It's just the inconvenience. Like, why do people not break into your car? They could break the window, but it's locked. Usually people don't break the windows. Same with a parcel mailbox. If you took a sledgehammer or whatever and don't mind the car alarm screaming at you, you could probably get into it.
Yeah, when there's a will, there's a way, but it should serve as a deterrent, I'm expecting. And then with that camera, it's kind of like, I guess, a Ring video doorbell where you could also see when the person is coming up to the parcel guard. So even if, heaven forbid, they try to remove the entire unit and bring it with them, you should still have some photographic evidence of who did it, right? Is it in real time?
Yes, it's real time. Yes, it's real time, and you can also record it. So you can look at 12 noon and see who was on your front porch at 12 noon today.
Can you have a two-way chat with a courier or a driver, or is it just for visual confirmation that somebody's arriving?
If you buy the right unit, then yes, you can have two-way voice conversation with whoever's on your front porch.
Okay. So there's different models of Parcel Guard, is that right?
There's different models. There's even a dumb model, which actually has no electronics, which isn't much different than the other ones you were talking about earlier. That's just a parcel mailbox that sits on your front porch.
So with that in mind, and speaking of tech again, since it requires power, you hinted at a backup battery, but that's just as a backup, right? There's no way to truly use battery. So what if you don't have an AC outlet on your porch?
It does not work without power. You can get a solar kit. But most people connected to the power, and it is powered off of DC, which means the power cord does not need to be a real thick power cord. It can be one that's very, fairly thin, like what you listen to on an iPhone, that sort of thing.
All right. So now let's talk costs. Parcel Guard, you said there's a few different models to choose from, beginning with, like, let's call it a dummy model with very little tech, all the way up to your top-of-the-line model. Tell us about the pricing, and is there any size differences? Or are they all the same size?
Currently, we're all the same size, but we are intending to bring out a family, just like we have a family of wine coolers, big ones, short ones, fat ones, and whatnot. And they range in price from $200 to $400. Most of the ones are the smart units that have the camera and the notification and everything, which are $400.
Okay. And the best website to learn more, Jim?
www.danby.com.
All right, danby.com. Jim Eskel, CEO of the company, thank you very much for your time. Sounds like a great and timely product.
Thank you.
You're listening to Tech It Out on the Radio America Network. Stay with us. We'll be right back with more.
Want to follow Mark? Google him. Mark with a Z and Saltzman with a Z.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium, also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearms specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts, with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. This is Tech It Out. Tech It Out with technology columnist, author, and TV personality, Mark Saltzman.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, a reminder of our huge contest with Hotels.com. You could be eligible to win a $250 Hotels.com gift card for a free hotel stay or two. If you're a legal U.S. resident who's at least 18, here's how to enter. Go to Twitter and follow Hotels.com. Send a tweet with a sentence on why you could use a free stay in a hotel and include the hashtag Tech It Out. That's it. We'll randomly draw a winner and read it next weekend on the air. Speaking of this Hotels.com contest, the winner last week, by the way, was Kelly Wilson from Lexington, Kentucky. Congratulations to Kelly. She spells her name exactly as my wife does, K-E-L-L-I-E. Congrats for winning. We have two more of these, though, to give away between now and the end of September. And again, you can enter once per day to be eligible for the random draw. Good luck. All right, let's continue on with the show. While this show focuses almost exclusively on technology, I sometimes make exceptions, as this is also a lifestyle show, right? And if a guest can chat with us about ways to potentially save lives, I'm all ears, and I'm sure you would be too. So it doesn't have to have a strong tech component, in other words. Enter LifeVac, a product that has been getting quite a bit of coverage lately. And so we're joined by brand ambassador Mark Littman to tell us all about LifeVac. Welcome to the show, Mark.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. And I hope you are as well.
Yes.
Good. So I was on the website, lifevac.ca, and I was intrigued about this product. Tell us about it. Let's just start from the top. What is LifeVac all about?
So LifeVac is a brand new item that's been brought into the marketplace that will help anybody that is currently choking. And it's a suction device, an anti-choking suction device that can be put right over a person's nose and mouth. And by pushing down like a plunger, if you want to call it like a toilet plunger, so to speak. And when you push down on the put this on the patient's face and push down on it, it actually creates suction and it allows the rescuer to pull back on the plunger, removing any object that may be caught in a patient's airway.
Wow. Okay. And you're a former paramedic, correct? So this is something that might be near and dear to you.
Exactly. Yes. Been a paramedic in the Toronto, Canada area for 18 years, and I actually stumbled across this item on a YouTube feed and thought, wow, this thing is an amazing thing. And I was kind of kicking myself thinking, oh, why the heck didn't I invent this idea? Because it's fabulous. This gentleman in the United States in New York City heard a story about a child who was choking in a medical facility, and they tried the abdominal thrusts on that person to try to get the object out, also known as like the Heimlich maneuver, and they were unsuccessful in getting it out. And unfortunately, the child didn't make it. And he felt that, my goodness, there has to be a better way. And he took about 2 years or so to develop this this product called LifeVac, because he figured it's got to be the same idea as like a toilet plunger, but the toilet plunger is pushing things through. This device is pulling things out. Basically got three times the amount of force of the abdominal use in the normal issues of someone that was choking that we would do as a first responder. And this thing actually does pull the object right out of the mouth. There's been a recorded 35 saves worldwide now, so it's got worldwide distribution, and it's a 100% success rate. There's never been a failure yet with LifeVac,
right,
removing an object out of a patient's throat when they're choking.
So I was going to ask you how this would differ from, you know, what I learned in first aid, which is both, I guess, the Heimlich maneuver or abdominal thrust, as well as like other CPR techniques. This is, you know, you may not be traveling to a restaurant with something like this, whereas if you've got those skills to dislodge something, but obviously you're not going to travel with this to a restaurant. So, I mean, is this meant to just augment, you know, sort of the skills that you would learn, or is this something that you would keep in the home just because it could do a better job?
Well, it's got two applications there. We're trying to get this into the commercial establishment. So like restaurants, hockey arenas, libraries, schools, daycare centers, airplanes, people that have their own boats, in your own private home, wherever someone there could potentially choke, this is a great opportunity for where LifeVac can be purchased and can be on hand to use it. And it's very easy to use. There's no training that really needs to be done, because basically all you're doing is you're just placing it over the nose and mouth. You push down on the plunger, and it has a one-way valve that dissipates all the air that's in the plunger, so it doesn't actually push the food into the patient's throat. And it creates that seal, and then you pull back on the plunger, and it pops the object right out.
Right. I was going to ask you how that worked, how you don't further lodge the food or other item down someone's throat or esophagus. So it actually, when you push down, nothing happens. When you pull back up, that's where it will bring it out of the mouth safely so that the person could start breathing again. That's the idea.
That's the idea, exactly. And we currently, in our local market right now in the Toronto area, we now have a few fire departments that are actually carrying them on their fire trucks. We've known of one fire department that's actually used it in an emergency situation to pull an object out of a patient's throat. Police departments are now looking at it as potential items that they can put into their police cruisers if they're the first ones on scene. And the nice thing about this is if anyone knows, any of your listening audience knows about abdominal thrust and chest compression, it is a physical maneuver and you have to have the strength to do this.
We're chatting with Mark Littman. He is a brand ambassador for LifeVac. This is a product that's been getting a lot of attention lately, as even recently in Alberta, last month in August, it saved a six-year-old child's life in Strathmore. And the month before in Lafayette, Indiana, it also has been cited as a product that helps save the life of a one-year-old. So as you were saying, there is different ages that it's appropriate for. So I understand LifeVac costs $70 plus shipping, and the website is lifevac.net. That's LIFEVAC.net.
Yes, we are offering kind of a special promo for any of your listening audience that they can enter the word LifeVac1 to the promo spot, and they can get a discount on that.
All right, lifevac.net. That's where you'll be able to see some videos of the product as well. And if you enter the code LifeVac1, the number 1, in the promo or checkout area, you'll be able to save even more. So thank you for that, Mark. And good chatting with you. Yeah, good luck with this product.
Great. Thank you very much for having me on your show. Appreciate it.
Once again, that website is lifevac.net, LIFEVAC.net. This show, Tech It Out, is powered by ASUS. ASUS creates technology for today and tomorrow's smart life. Line of award-winning laptops, desktops, monitors, smartphones, as we heard earlier in the show, and much more. For those in search of incredible, visit asus.com/us/radio for more info. That's asus.com/us/radio. When we return on Tech It Out, we're going to learn about the Overwatch League finals taking place next weekend. Stay with us.
Breaking down geek speak into street speak. Tech It Out, hosted by Mark Saltzman.
Gamers, listen up. If you want a laptop with no trade-offs, one that's packed with power yet still portable, check out the ROG Zephyrus SGX701 from ASUS. Up your game with this 17-inch laptop squeezed into a 15-inch body. Under the hood, it has the latest NVIDIA GeForce RTX 2080, 8th-gen Intel Core i7, SSD storage up to a terabyte, and runs Windows 10 Pro. Learn more at ASUS.com. Tech It Out is powered by ASUS for those in search of incredible. Listeners of my Tech It Out radio show and podcast know I travel a lot, and I often talk about Hotels.com, as I love their app and, of course, their rewards program that lets you earn free nights at nearly any property they sell. So I'm excited to announce an awesome Tech It Out contest. It's for August and September, where we're giving away a $250 Hotels.com gift card each week. All you have to do is follow Hotels.com on Twitter, tell us why you deserve a trip, and include the hashtag Tech It Out. Good luck.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson. As you wind down your day, your metabolism slows too, but your digestive system is gearing up for work.
As soon as we fall asleep, our intestine starts sending waves of contractions down the intestine from the stomach, down the intestine to clean it out.
Gastroenterologist Dr. Joseph Murray says eating before bed interrupts this essential nighttime function.
You're filling the stomach full of food. It's not ready for that. It's not meant to be doing food processing. It's meant to be doing house cleaning.
Dr. Murray says late night snacking adds extra, generally unneeded calories, and it puts you at risk for heartburn.
And then, of course, you've got people waking up, especially men, waking up an hour or two after going to bed with indigestion.
Dr. Murray says it's best to stop eating 3 hours before bedtime. And if you do need a snack, make it a small, easily digestible one, like a banana or a protein smoothie.
Then I tell people, stay up a little later, give it a little bit longer to allow your stomach to process.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Hurricane Dorian has caused catastrophic destruction and flooding in the Bahamas, and vulnerable children and families are suffering in its aftermath. Project Hope has deployed emergency response teams and medical professionals where they are needed most. They're working with partners to deliver urgently needed supplies. They're working to save lives. To volunteer or learn more about Project Hope and their emergency response teams, visit projecthope.org. That's projecthope.org.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel cost, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind?
Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Welcome back to Tech It Out, everyone. This show is brought to you in part by Western Digital and its super rugged G Technology branded Armor ATD portable hard drive. It's designed for those looking for a durable drive to bring on the go, especially for content creators like photographers and videographers. Head over to g-technology.com for more. Understatement of the year, esports is super hot. In fact, the global esports economy is expected to top $1 billion for the first time in 2019. And the folks behind one of the biggest games, Overwatch, is readying Overwatch League's 2019 Grand Finals, taking place at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia on Sunday, September 29th at 3 p.m. Joining us on the line to tell us what's up for grabs and what to expect at this massive event, we've got John Spector with us. He's the Senior Director of Product Strategy and BizOps at Activision Blizzard Esports. Welcome to the show, John.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Sure thing. Now, before we get into the details for next weekend's event, let's just bring everyone up to speed here. What is esports all about? And then tell us what makes Overwatch so popular.
Yeah, so esports pretty broadly refers to competitive gaming in general, and in particular, watching the highest levels of competitive video games. So much like when I grew up and I was playing baseball and I wanted to watch the Yankees to see who was the best at my hobby and my passion, esports today offers a generation of gamers a chance to watch professionals play the games that they love and a chance to watch those people compete at the highest level. Overwatch as a game specifically is a really special and amazing game. It's a fast-paced action game where two teams of six players compete to score points across different types of objectives. It's a game that requires an incredible amount of both individual skill. These are the best roughly 200 players in the world out of more than 40 million people who have bought a copy of Overwatch, and also requires incredible coordination and really, really high level communication across the team in order to perform well. So when you watch competitive Overwatch, you're watching both incredible demonstration of individual skill as well as the highest levels of teamwork that you can see across sports today.
Awesome. And I know you were in the NBA prior to joining Activision Blizzard. Did you ever think video game, like esports competitions, would get this big? I mean, first of all, I'm blown away that 40 million people bought Overwatch. That's huge. But we're seeing prize pools of like millions of dollars here for kids who are, you know, exceptionally good at what they do. I don't want to diminish that. But just to the level of, you know, more people are watching these esports competitions in some cases than the finals of a major national sport.
Yeah, I mean, look, we've been, I'd say, blown away by the reception from our fans for Overwatch League, and we're now, as you mentioned, we're heading into the grand finals of the second season of Overwatch League, and at every turn, it's been inspiring seeing the community that has built around the players and these teams and all of the passion and support from fans all over the world as, you know, they choose a side. Are they supporting the San Francisco Shock or the Vancouver Titans as we head into the finals? And that growth in our audience and that passion from all of our fans, it's what inspires all of us every day to come into work and to feel really good about what we've been building.
Awesome. So as you said, it's the second year for the Overwatch League Grand Finals. It is taking place Sunday, September the 29th. Tell us what people can expect, whether they're there in person or they're watching online, streaming on their favorite mobile device or at home on a TV or something.
Yeah, so the event is a live event at the Wells Fargo Center in Philadelphia. It's where, among other things, the Philadelphia Flyers typically home games. It should be an amazing event. We're totally sold out, so we're going to have thousands of fans
out in person to support their favorite teams and to cheer them on there. I think the event there should be incredible. Last year, we hosted grand finals at Barclays in New York, pretty similar venue, and it was one of the most incredible live events that I've ever been to in my life. So I'm really excited to see what Philly brings to the table this time, and I think the event itself should be amazing. For the millions more fans who are going to tune in online, they'll be able to do so. Many of our fans watch on digital platforms. We do our best to make Overwatch League as accessible to fans around the world as we can. So however they want to watch, we want to make it easy for them. So you can watch on our website, you can watch via our streaming partners like Twitch. And for the grand finals as well, we'll be live on ABC, which is pretty awesome.
Wow.
We also have opening up the show before the competition starts. The world famous DJ Zed is going to be opening the show for us. He's, among other things, he's actually a huge Overwatch fan. He plays the game a lot and has been a core part of our community that we've been building. He's close with a number of our players and an incredibly talented artist. So we're really excited to have him open up the show and that he had the opportunity to come out and join us in Philadelphia.
That's pretty cool. We'll continue chatting with John from Activision Blizzard after this short break, but one last reminder of our contest with Hotels.com. You are eligible to win a $250 Hotels.com gift card if you're a legal U.S. resident who's at least 18 years of age. Just go to Twitter and follow Hotels.com. Send a tweet to them with a sentence on why you could use a free stay in a hotel and include the hashtag TechItOut, the name of this show. That's it. We'll randomly draw a winner and read it next weekend on the air, and I'll also announce it on social media. We have two more of these to give away, totaling 8 in total between August and September, and you can enter once per day to be eligible for the random draw. All right, when we return, we are going to continue chatting about the Overwatch League Finals. Stay with us.
Follow Mark Saltzman on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram. Listen to Tech It Out whenever you want.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Hi, this is Chuck Kinney of Shasta Gas Propane. Our company motto is, our customers are warm friends. We are demonstrating our commitment to this motto by helping those in our area that lost their homes in the car fire and are moving onto their property in an RV during the rebuilding process. We can hook up a 120-gallon propane tank to your RV gas system and deliver gas to your property so you won't have to disconnect your 7-gallon cylinder and take it somewhere to get it filled, then reconnect it and relight your pilots. We will deliver and connect the tank at no charge, then discount the price of the propane. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793. We want to help you during this stressful time.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
We're chatting with John Spector, Senior Director of Product Strategy and Biz Ops at Activision Blizzard Esports. We're talking about the upcoming Overwatch League's 2019 Grand Finals at the Wells Fargo Center in Philly, taking place on Sunday, September the 29th. Tell us a bit about the finalists. So San Francisco takes on Vancouver. Tell us about each of these teams and any drama that may be brewing up leading up to the big event.
Yeah, I mean, we honestly, there's some jokes by our fans that Overwatch League is scripted, but
we couldn't have scripted this any better. It's an amazing matchup, and the tension and the rivalry between these two teams has been building all year. The Vancouver Titans, they finished the regular season 25-3. They were the best team in the league all year. They had an undefeated run through the playoffs so far. And they've matched up really well against the Shock the couple of times that they've played so far this year. They've got our rookie of the year on their team, Hoxsell, who's a damage player. He's really well known for a hero called Doomfist, who is a really important hero as we head into finals. So they're riding really high. They've looked incredibly strong all year. And they're an expansion team, too. So they were a new team this year, and they've sort of taken the league by storm. On the other side of things, you have the San Francisco Shock. They had a bit of a mixed season last year. They didn't perform so well, in part because they leaned in on a strategy of developing young talent for the future, and that really paid dividends this year. So led by that young core, they had a 23-5 regular season, second in the league overall, just behind the Titans. And they have a couple of really breakout stars. So Sinatra was just crowned our league MVP. He's also an incredible Doomfist player. So watching that matchup between Sinatra and Hoxsell should be one of the absolute keys in terms of who emerges on top. These two teams have faced off a couple of times already. Notably, during the season, we have a couple of these sort of mini tournaments at various points in the season. So at the end of the first quarter of the season, the halfway point of the season, and the three-quarter point of the season, we take the best teams and they play a playoffs of sorts. And in the first one of those, the Titans defeated the Shock in the finals. In the second one, the Shock defeated the Titans. And so this grand finals matchup is the third time that they'll have competed in a playoff finals all year. And the teams are 1-1, and they've been incredible opponents to each other. So I can't wait to see what happens. We know the level of play is going to be incredibly high, and hopefully they put on a show for our fans.
And there's quite the dangling carrot. Tell us about the prizes that they can win.
So in addition to winning eternal glory and pride and honor as the best Overwatch players in the world and the best Overwatch League team in 2019, the grand finals has a total of $1.7 million on the line. So the winning team will earn a paycheck of $1.1 million, which pretty awesome for the players in the organization that are able to take that away. And to make the runners-up also feel good, as they should, about their incredibly impressive season and the run that got them all the way to finals, they'll still take home a 600 grand paycheck.
Wow. And that's, by the way, about a million Canadian. So if the Vancouver team takes that part, then with the dollar exchange, that's fantastic. Hey, John, this sounds really exciting. Where could our listeners learn more?
Yeah, the best place to learn more about Overwatch League would be to go to our website, overwatchleague.com. We have a lot of information in there and a lot of great articles and videos to get people up to speed on the playoffs so far and what to expect for grand finals. And for those who are excited and interested and want to tune in, we're live on overwatchleague.com, on Twit, and on ABC, as well as a number of other channels on Sunday, September 29th at 3 p.m. Eastern.
John, thank you so much. Good luck at this event. Sounds fascinating.
Thanks very much.
Well, I hope you enjoyed this week's Tech It Out show. We first spoke about Asus and the ROG Phone 2, shifted over to Danby and their product called Parcel Guard to try to porch pirates. We then learned about LifeVac, a product that is designed to prevent choking, so something you may want to keep in the home or something that maybe you add an establishment like a restaurant or so. Then Overwatch, the finals taking place next weekend. What's up for grabs for that? We also learned about the contest with Hotels.com, Western Digital portable hard drive, and a lot more. So thank you for all tuning in, and thank you to my title sponsor, Asus. This show wouldn't be possible without the support of Asus. They've been with me from the beginning, since July of 2017, so a sincere thank you. Tech It Out is powered by Asus, creating technology for today and tomorrow's smart life.
ASUS for those in search of incredible. Check out asus.com/us/radio for info on all their stellar products, including their ROG or Republic of Gamers line of gear as well. That's asus.com/us/radio. Wishing you all a great rest of your weekend, everyone. Catch up with you next time on Tech It Out. Bye-bye for now.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump reportedly urged the new leader of Ukraine this summer to investigate the son of former Vice President Joe Biden, according to a person familiar with the matter. It's the latest revelation in an escalating controversy that's created a showdown between congressional Democrats and the Trump administration. Meanwhile, Biden says to reporters at an event in Iowa that he's never spoken with his son about his overseas business dealings and accuses the president of abusing his power.
Here's what I know. I know Trump deserves to be investigated. He is violating every basic norm of a president. You should be asking him the question. Why is he on the phone with a foreign leader trying to intimidate a foreign leader if that's what happened? That appears what happened.
Mr. Trump asserts the complaint comes from a partisan whistleblower, though the president says he doesn't know who made it.
I don't know the identity of the whistleblower. I just hear it's a partisan person, meaning it comes out from another party.
Meanwhile, the president says restraint that he is using shows far more strength than a military strike on Iran in response to attacks on the Saudi oil industry. Defense Secretary Mark Esper, meanwhile, says the U.S. will deploy additional troops and military equipment to Saudi Arabia as well as the United Arab Emirates.
It is clear, based on detailed exploitation conducted by Saudi, United States, and other international investigative teams, that the weapons used in the attack were Iranian-produced and were not launched from Yemen, as was initially claimed.
The president is sure to bring up the incident and seek support from other nations when he attends the U.N. General Assembly next week. Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Joe Kennedy III formally declaring his candidacy for the U.S. Senate today, becoming the first member of the Kennedy political dynasty to run for the upper chamber since Edward Kennedy in 1962. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Something you need to know about Pete and Seth Talbot, the father-son owners. They're on a mission to help as many people as possible to get out of pain. They've been a consistent sponsor of this show. In radio, sponsors come and go. They may even stay for a year or so, and then they're gone. Not so with Relief Factor. Pete and Seth are consistent year after year. Why? Because tens of thousands of people are now taking Relief Factor every day for their back and neck pain, shoulder pain, hip pain, etc. And now they're in less or no pain at all. That's the truth. I'd like you to try it. 3-week quick start is just $19.95. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works. How's that? Is that a great thing or what? Cancel if it doesn't work. Otherwise, it's the best $19.95 you will have spent. That's the quick start, relieffactor.com.
President Trump is taking to task Democrats who are accusing him of talking to a new leader of Ukraine this summer, urging him to investigate the son of former Vice President Joe Biden, that according to a person familiar with the matter. It is the latest in a escalating controversy with the Democratic and the administration. Federal regulators are investigating complaints of steering problems in about 270,000 SUVs made by Fiat Chrysler.
The National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has opened a probe into 2018 and 2019 Jeep Wranglers after more than 3,500 owners complained about frame weld problems or steering issues that include looseness or locking up. While no crashes or injuries have been reported, the Wrangler was recalled last year for misaligned welds that could cause steering problems.
Correspondent Matt Small. This is Town Hall. Fresh water from Midwestern floods has killed oysters along the coasts of three states and cost Mississippi half of its blue crabs.
The head of Mississippi's Department of Marine Resources says water that came through a Louisiana spillway killed 95% of the oysters in his part of the Mississippi Sound and fed toxic algae blooms. Joe Spragans says seafood and tourism business have lost $120 to $140 million. Alabama canceled its oyster season. Patrick Frost reporting.
The University of Maryland received a $200 million contract to research seasonal flu vaccines. The money's coming from the federal government's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, which it hopes to develop a universal vaccine against new flu strains and to improve, to improve existing flu vaccines as well. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Your friendly oil change.
At Premier Oil Change, we pride ourselves in efficiency and customer service. We love to hear what our guests have to say about us. Mary said,
"Best service yet, guys. Thanks."
Jean commented,
"Always polite, friendly, fast, and efficient."
Pat wrote,
"The crew is always friendly, and they get me in and out."
Lindsay said,
"We always come here, amazing and fast."
Come experience Premier Oil Change for yourself. Our trained technicians will take care of your maintenance while you wait in the comfort and safety of your vehicle. Enjoy free beverages and Wi-Fi while we do the rest. No appointment required, just drive in. Stop by a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Hey, welcome everyone to this edition of Popular Technology Radio, Pop Tech Radio as we call it around these parts. We are happy you are here. And today we are going to be talking about electric cars. When anything starts or ends with cars on this show, there's only one person that we can actually have on the show. It's in our contract. There's only one person that can actually speak on anything automotive. He is the 43rd hardest working man in show business. He is Josh Hancock, of course, automotive consultant for film and television. Josh, how are you, my good friend?
Well, now that I know I'm the 43rd most busy person, because, you know, you get your IMDb rating.
Yep.
Because I have a lot of credits on film, right?
This is the Internet Movie Database.
There's a meter, of course.
Of course.
And if you want to get depressed, you see where you are on that meter, you know? because, you know, frankly, I've got my name. I'm credited on maybe 25, 30 films. But when I worked for New Line, as kind of the car czar, I oversaw over 100 films. But that is not reflected, number one, in my IMDb score or as the 43rd most busy person in Hollywood. Just
well,
let you know.
Well, listen, you're there. Yeah. You're on the playing field, Josh. That is the most.
I am here, yep.
And I've never heard the car czar. Now, that's something you should have tattooed on your arm or something. That's a that is a cool.
They did used to call me that at New Line, our car czar, because as a studio, they never had a physical studio. That we just had all these offices. And so when they made movies, the rules were a little bit different. So you brought in all your own stuff. The studio wasn't, you know, doing the cars and the trucks and the whole thing. So it was more of the Wild West.
Oh, that sounds fun, actually.
Yeah.
Well,
so we had cars all over the world I was chasing. Anyway.
That's pretty groovy. That is pretty groovy. But, you know, what I want to talk about today with you, now we live in Southern California, both of us. We are currently in different places in Southern California, but we're not terribly far from each other.
No.
And so our view of what's happening in the automotive world is a little stilted relative to the rest of the country, maybe even the rest of the world, because where we are right now, this is the center of car culture in the universe, is it not?
It is the most important car market in the world, bar none.
Bar none.
Arguably. I mean, people can argue that in that China is a bigger car market than the United States. But per capita and in terms of history and what people buy in an area, like, you know, Dubai is full of supercars and Paris has some amazing cars. But there is not a population of automobiles or sales that rivals Southern California, period.
The trends start and happen here. Car designs happen here. This is where it's at. But I guess the point I'm getting to is, you know, I'm super interested in all-electric cars, and I see them all the time because I live in Southern California. That's not necessarily the way it is in the rest of the planet, but it's the
way.
That
is true. And another reason that the movie industry was born here in the United States is partially because of the climate.
Yes.
But you can shoot year-round in Southern California. And if you need to go get to snow, you can do it. In that same respect, you can drive a convertible and put the top down year-round in Southern California.
Except for the 3 days it rains. Exactly. Absolutely.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true.
But one of the things that we're going to talk about today, it's pretty big news. It's the Taycan. That is... Well, Josh, is it Porsche or Porsche?
Well, if you're in Germany, it's Porsche.
Okay.
We Americanize it and say Porsche, but it really is pronounced Porsche.
Okay. So for linguistic sake, let's go with Porsche today.
Okay.
But let's talk about the Taycan. That is their first all-electric sports car. And as the Los Angeles Times says, it is Tesla's latest challenger. I understand that the Taycan is about somewhere between $100,000 and $200,000. So this is pretty much a guarantee that one is not going to be in my garage. But if you're gonna launch it, that's a price point that's not going to make some people flinch.
Well, here's the deal. The initial cars that are coming out, there are two models coming out. And oddly enough, we'll discuss this, the Turbo and the Turbo S. And, of course, why that's controversial is there's no turbo in an electric car.
Right. That seems odd.
All I've read is that they're going with tradition on those monikers, but there's probably another reason, like they put a blower inside the fan speed. I don't know. But you're correct. The turbo starts at $152,000. And the Turbo S, I believe, starts at about $194,000. Now, within the year, they will have an $85,000 car.
Okay.
They're coming out with the high end first because they're really smart and they know that the first adopters have the money.
Right.
And Tesla did the same thing. Tesla, especially with the Tesla X, which is their SUV with the electric doors in the when you first bought a Tesla S, the only one that was available started at $136,000.
That's right. That's right. But on that note, let's take a quick break. We're talking to Josh Hancock. We are talking about the latest Porsche and other things in the world of electric cars. So stick with us because we're coming right back. It's Pop Tech Radio. Music.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/30/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details. Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow, because they already made it, so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA-estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future, until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything.
239-mile EPA-estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Hey, welcome back. It is Popular Technology Radio. Mike Etchart with Josh Hancock. He, of course, is an automotive consultant for film and TV. You can find him at joshcar.com. He has been in the entertainment business for a very long time, and he's the go-to guy in Hollywood for vehicles and cars and television and movies. And we are talking about the latest Porsche. It is the Taycan, an all-electric sports car. It has been recently released. And, Josh, they were so subtle. They were up there at Niagara Falls when they released it, and a couple of statues apparently of Nikola Tesla looking down on the festivities, one on the Canadian side, one on the U.S. side. Should the folks over at Tesla be worried about this vehicle?
You know, I think so. this car's... They've doubled production. I can't remember what that is. It's not a ton of cars, but it is the Tesla customer. And why they should worry about it is that the Tesla S, the first car that came out that we all know, which is the big sedan, you know, that car's been out for a number of years now. And there's no refresh due on that car. So... there are already people that have already had their second, in some cases, their third S, and there's no place for them to go to look like they got a new car. Right. And the new shiny thing to have in Hollywood, of course, being able to buy a pure electric Porsche is a huge deal for a lot of these people that are already Porsche fans.
Right. Now, for Porsche... this is what everyone is saying is $1 billion bet on an electric drive future.
they're the first high-end German car company to come out with this.
Well, their parent company is Volkswagen.
Now, yes.
Volkswagen today at the Frankfurt Motor Show showed the ID.3. And this is a car that is the size of a Volkswagen Golf. This car will retail in the United States starting at $33,000.
Oh.
And here again, we haven't talked about range on these cars because this is what sold Tesla to the masses. You could buy a Nissan Leaf. You could buy a pure electric Ford Focus. But these cars, when they came out, were getting 85 miles to a charge. And then the Tesla came out at 240 miles, and people are like, hey, I can do that,
yes.
You know?
Yes.
And so now the Chevrolet Bolt, for example, at $32,000, their range just went up to 262 miles. So we are finally breaking through this barrier of range and eliminating range anxiety. So there is a point at which big manufacturers believe that they can get people to buy these cars.
Is the hybrid dead? You know, this is an all-electric vehicle. Is that kind of where everything is going now?
No. There's a lot of hybrids that are actually coming out right now. You have, particularly in Ford, and Ford's coming out with an electric vehicle next year that they say is based on the Mustang family, and it is a smaller SUV, but it's going to have cues from the Mustang, and that's going to be a mass market car. But Ford's coming out with a redesigned Escape, which at one time they offered a hybrid. Now, the new Escape, which comes out at the end of this year, will have both options of a regular hybrid and a plug-in hybrid. The Explorer will get a hybrid version this year, which is aimed at police use as well.
Ooh.
So the hybrid is far from dead. And they believe if you do the numbers with police usage, because what they've done with the hybrid and with all these new technologies is you don't have to drive a slow hybrid anymore because hybrids are kind of doggy. Pure electric is fast, but you run out of juice. Ford's coming out with a Lincoln Aviator plug-in hybrid, and that has 450 horsepower.
Woo, woo, woo. On that, hold that thought, though, Josh. We've got to take a quick break. We're talking Josh Hancock. We're talking about electric cars. We're talking hybrid cars. Everything that's coming around the pike when it comes to cutting-edge vehicles. We got more when we come back. Pop Tech Radio.
Big Bike Weekend roars, rumbles, and rides into Reading October 11th, 12th, and 13th. Experience the Remembrance Joyride and the Think Pink Poker Run. Friday starts with a special concert at the Cascade Theater with ZZ Tush. Vendor booths at Big League Dreams Saturday and Sunday, plus great food and drinks and live music from the Fry Brothers. Brought to you in part by Russ Brown Motorcycle Attorneys, Sierra Steel Harley Davidson, Camping World, KHSL TV 12, and KMVN TV 24. For event details and to register, go to BigBikeWeekend.com or register at Sierra Steel Harley Davidson in Chico. Big Bike Weekend, October 11th, 12th, and 13th.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
Welcome back. It is Pop Tech Radio. Josh Hancock is joining us. He's the automotive consultant in the film and TV business. He is a frequent guest on our show. You can learn about him at joshcar.com. We're talking electric vehicles. We started talking about the Porsche Taycan, which has just been released, 150-odd thousand up to almost 200,000. But we were talking range. You know, and Josh, it's funny because I don't really have a clue. Certainly, I assume here in Southern California, perhaps in Texas and other large states, that people have longer commutes than most. I used to have an extremely long commute that was about 75 miles in one way, so 150 miles round trip. I can't imagine anybody doing much more than that, that's you know, in the kind of range of normal. And that's super doable now with a variety of vehicles.
Right. And, you know, one of the problems, of course, is the infrastructure about charging these things.
Yeah.
And it used to be like if that was the case and that was your commute and we found you a car that was around 100 miles or 125, then when you got to the studio, you'd have to plug it in. And every studio in Los Angeles now, any parking structure has got 4 to 10 charging stations per floor. Because here again, we're first adopters in Southern California. I mean, I go to 20th Century Fox all the time, and their garage has 6 per floor, and they're always full.
Wow.
And so the problem is, if you had a lower range car, and when you get there, you know you've got to charge, you can't stop at any gas station on the corner, you know, and you got to get into work and there are no open spots. You've got to manage that.
Right.
Now, with these other cars, you know that you can go to work and come home and charge it at home and you'll be fine.
Right.
And yeah. So that takes a lot of range anxiety off of people and would allow them to buy the car, you know.
Now, we kind of talked about this in the first segment. Living in Southern California, you see everything, the most exotic car
yes.
in the world. So it's easy for yes. us to say there's lots of electric cars on the road, when in fact, there may not be. What is the rest of the country thinking? And is it, you know, automotive trends tend to start here. Are the masses interested in this now? Or is it it's picking up, I assume. But it, I assume it's also not nearly as popular elsewhere as one would think just hanging out in Southern California.
That is correct. Not in the sense of pure electrics. And also, back to the climate story, electrics are affected by cold weather.
Negative.
So you're not going to get your range in a cold climate that you get here.
All right. That is a big negative.
So there adds another. And this is why it's going to take, I mean, we've got all these cars coming on the market. Almost every manufacturer, I mean, Volvo's got a whole new division called Polestar, which is just for their electric cars. Obviously, General Motors in the game, Ford coming on strong, Bentley's got a car company, Porsche, you know, everybody's got something on the books, and they really start to hit in 2020. And so the manufacturers have got to get people to buy these cars.
Yeah.
And so it's easy to say, and I do think that we will have a lot of adoption in California first, but we're still only talking, right now we're talking about 2% of the market. That's supposed to go up to 4% and 6% next year, but we're still, in the next 5 years, only looking at 12% of the market for pure electric.
But I got to say, that's kind of impressive, actually, when you consider the strides with which we've moved forward in terms of just the technology, the range, and just basically all electric vehicles. You know, it seems like it hasn't been all that long since even hybrids were on the market. And I still think of pure electric vehicles as still pretty darn new. And if we can get to 12% in California, that's stunning, I think.
Well, I will give you a statistic. You know, at the turn of the century, a little bit later than that, every taxi cab in New York City was electric.
Wow.
So in the early 1900s, you got in a cab in New York City, it was electric.
No kidding.
So they had to make a decision back then. Are we going to go with steam, gas, or electric? And it was almost electric that we went with back then.
Wow.
But the oil guys won, and that's been the story.
Yeah.
So now here we are, and everybody's supposed to get along, you know? I mean, I don't see the internal combustion engine disappearing that quickly.
No, but let's say we knock it down a third, so it's only 66% now. I mean, that is enormous, and to say the benefits to the environment are stunning.
Yeah, I totally agree with that, and I think it's going to be a big change for all of us. I just wanted to give you a piece of news, and that is there's a company in Southern California called Rivian, an electric vehicle manufacturer who showed us a full-size pickup truck and a full-size seven-passenger SUV at the LA show this year. They're a very serious company. They sort of have hidden their designs, and they are coming to market in 2020. And they've bought a Mitsubishi plant outside of Chicago to produce it. And they have caught the attention of Amazon. Amazon made a big investment in them. They caught the attention of Ford Motor Company, who has committed $500 million to the company.
Wow.
And today, they got $350 million from Cox Automotive. They're mostly a media company.
Wow. Well, hold that thought, Josh. We've got to take a quick break. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio. We are talking electric vehicles, and we are coming right back.
Secret to the rescue, pirate secret to the rescue, pirate secret to the rescue, pirate secret's gonna rescue you.
Pirate Secret essential oils can be purchased in Reading at Orchard Nutrition, Enjoy the Store, Country Organics, in Chico at SS Produce, Arcata in Wildberries, and online at piratesecret.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our interviews on them give you the whole story rather than mainstream media soundbites.
We'll bring you experts on politics, national security, environmental craziness, veterans affairs, Agenda 21, foreign affairs, and everything.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
It's the most fun you can have while talking about them.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. We the People Radio here at KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
So what's Scorecard Scribbling's all about?
I was scared for my life at that point. I remember looking to the right and seeing all the medical supplies there, and I'm just thinking, are they going to cut off the leg? What are we doing here?
I had a coach that would come up to me on the plane, stick his hand out. I knew what he wanted. Who am I not to give him to him? Like, I thought, okay, job security.
We came to the ballpark every day. We knew we were going to win. It's a great experience, a great feeling to be on a club like that.
Scorecard Scribblings with Brent Weber, Wednesday night from 6 to 7 on KCNR.
Have you been looking to purchase or refinance a home? Allow the team at Omega Mortgage Group to show you why so many of your friends and family, realtors and escrow officers, refer their clients to Omega Mortgage Group. Our low rates, simple application, fast escrows, and outstanding service really speak for themselves. Contact Omega Mortgage Group today at 223-1400 or visit us at omglending.com. Omega Mortgage Group is an equal housing lender. NMLS ID number 1253874.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, inviting you to our annual black and white Boondocker Ball. Dinner and dance and costume contests Saturday, October 5th at the Anderson VFW Hall in Anderson, California. Live music, buffet dinner, and live auction. Sponsor tables are $500. Tickets are $35 each. For more information, call 378-2280. That's 378-2280. We'll see you there.
No show anymore. It's called the L.A. Mobility Show, I guess.
All right.
They had a little different spin on it this year. What did they do? Or last year, I should say.
So they not only had a display at the mobility section, which is not inside the convention center. It's one of those massive constructed hardcore tents outside. And instead of doing the reveal of their vehicles on the regular press days for cars, they did it during the technology time, which I think in terms makes them a technology company as well as an automotive company.
Well, it's interesting, you know, Tesla obviously was not born of the automotive industry, the traditional, you know, largest companies. And now here comes another one in that space. It's hard to launch an automobile company when you haven't been in the automobile industry ever. And here we have a second one. I'm guessing some people in the organization have been involved in the manufacturing of cars before, but I just find it amazing that companies are jumping into this space and willing to compete with companies that are 100 years old and so well-funded. Is that a testament to the cutting edge of the technology or the slowness to react of the big guys of the combustion engine company?
Well, the big guys haven't been sitting around. So Rivian shows us a pickup truck, and everybody has to remember that the largest selling vehicle in the United States for the last, I think, 42 years has been a full-size pickup truck.
Right, the F-150.
Which is a staggering statement when you look at the rest of the world.
Yes.
Because in most countries, they don't drive vehicles that big, other than Australia, you know?
Right, of course.
And here we have it as our number one selling vehicle, and the number two selling vehicle is also a pickup truck.
Goodness.
So, you know, it's insane, and it's not by a little bit. The F-150 did something like 948,000 units last year. So don't think that Ford's been sitting around and not thinking about an F-150 electric. They have. They've been testing it for a number of years, but they are watching the market. They haven't been teasing the market with it, but their hand was kind of forced when Rivian showed their truck.
Yeah. I can imagine.
And that also made them say, look, we haven't been sitting around. We've got an F-150 pure electric. We're the truck guys. Ours is going to be better. And then they pulled this stunt where they pulled supposedly 1 million pounds on a train in Detroit with this new truck. Then they turned around and put $500 million into Rivian. And what they said was, we put $500 million into Rivian because we have our own platform. We call them skateboards in the business, right?
Right.
It's called a skateboard because it's four wheels with this platform which holds all the batteries, and then you build whatever you want on top of it. That skateboard holds everything. That's where the electric motors are in the wheels, and that's where all the batteries live. So you don't need anything above that, really, other than a steering wheel and some controls. So Ford said, we have our own platform, we've got our own skateboard, but we like Rivian, and we want to be part of Rivian because we think we'll do another car and use some of their technology. And GM went to Rivian first but couldn't make a deal, so I think Ford did really well by going to them.
Wow, fascinating. Is the F-150 buyer, whoever they are, all 940,000 of them last year, are they interested in an electric vehicle?
You know, the reason that they will be to a certain extent many of them is because part of what they want out of their trucks is towing and torque. And that's one thing you get out of electricity.
Right.
You get a lot of torque. You get a lot of pull power. So they're not going to have to give up anything for that. And there have been, you know, GM tried a hybrid truck that wasn't very good. Ford has a hybrid F-150 as well. But Ford is looking at it as something where they will have to give their buyer everything that is expected out of that truck to work. And so when they feel like they have done that, then they'll come out with the truck. They've got a new truck coming out in 2021 anyway. The F-150 gets refreshed in 2021. So I would suspect that that's when the F-150 electric, and that'll be after the Rivian. So we will see how well the Rivian does. I think the Rivian is really geared towards adventurers, you know.
As opposed to, you know, just moving your lawnmower.
As opposed to the gun rack crowd.
Right. And price-wise, where is Rivian in the marketplace?
Well, they haven't really shared pricing, but they told us at the show around $85,000.
Okay.
So there's a benefit with electric that I didn't realize and that they sort of shared with us. You can put that truck basically underwater for long extended periods of time because the batteries are all insulated and they won't leak, but there's no air intake or exhaust.
Wow.
As a piece of technology, that's crazy, you know?
Wow. I never thought of that. Coming up on a break, but when we come back, let's talk about maintenance of all electric vehicles. You know, what is involved in that? How long do the batteries last? And we're so used to the maintenance schedule of internal combustion engines, and yet here is a completely different beast coming out that I assume less stuff, but you're going to let me know in just a second. You're listening to Pop Tech Radio. We're talking to Josh Hancock. We are talking electric vehicles today, and we are coming right back.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/30/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your menus for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
Over the years, automakers have spent a lot of time talking about the future. At Kia, they don't sit around dreaming of a better tomorrow, because they already made it, so that you can have it today. Introducing Kia's lineup of electrified Niro SUVs, the hybrid, the plug-in, and the electric, with an EPA estimated range of 239 miles. Because the future is just the future, until we make something of it. Kia, give it everything.
239-mile EPA estimated range on a full charge. Actual range may vary. Niro EV is in select retailers and select markets with limited availability.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger or tear up the streets in a Durango. Hurry in to your local Dodge dealer now and save. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 9/30/19. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchar. Josh Hancock is joining us. He's an automotive consultant for film and television. You can find him at joshcar.com. We are talking about electric vehicles. We've been talking about Rivian. You can actually go to their website. It's Rivian, R-I-V-I-A-N.com. They have two models, the R1T and the R1S. The R1T is basically a four-door pickup truck, and then the R1S is an SUV. Lovely-looking cars. And now, Josh, you mentioned that there may have test vehicles out at the end of the year, of which you will be putting around L.A. potentially in one. But one of the things that I don't even know the answer to, so I'm throwing it in your direction, is what is the routine maintenance on an electric vehicle? And I'm going to guess the thing that ages, potentially, is the battery. What does one look forward to maintenance-wise when they buy an all-electric vehicle?
Well, we've seen, for example, the batteries in all these Priuses that have been running around. They ended up having to do a guarantee because the people who were talking against those cars were saying, oh, well, you know, at 50,000, 60,000 miles, you're going to have to buy a whole new set of batteries, and that's going to be a $3,000 affair. So, you know, you better factor that in when you buy this vehicle. So Toyota turned around and they did a 100,000-mile guarantee on the batteries. And we've seen many of those battery packs go far beyond that, to 150,000 miles.
Wow.
So right now, that's what I'm basing it on. I don't really know what the projection is, for example, on the new Porsche. Teslas are guaranteed for 10 years. You know, I think, depending on how the car is used, because a lot of times how many times you recharge and how quickly you do it certainly affects battery life, but I think we are looking at between 100 and 200,000 miles.
That's impressive. And what does one, you know, I mean, what, okay, so you got the batteries, but what about tires? I'm going to take a wild guess and say brakes. There must be some sort of lubrication going on in that vehicle somewhere. I'm guessing it's far less maintenance than on a combustion engine vehicle?
Far less, because you're not changing oil. You don't have transmission fluid. There can be some, and there will be, some cooling units. Right now, those are electric driven as well, and many of them don't use water in that way. They use a solution, so there is some liquid there. But the motors. So you do have to have motors that drive the wheels. And most of the time, those motors are at the wheels. And they're fairly straightforward mechanisms with not a ton of moving parts. And so those can go bad, but those last even longer than batteries.
It's pretty stunning. And I'm going to guess, you know, here in Southern California, it gets warm. The range is, that's in optimal conditions. If you're cranking the air conditioning and listening to music, you're pushing that battery down, and therefore your range will shrink. But still, does it go down by 25% or 30%?
You know, I personally witnessed that when I was doing some shots with a Tesla S, and we were running up and down Sunset Boulevard, and I was really on the car, and then I was sitting waiting for camera with the AC on full blast, and then I was flooring it and going, and I had 240 miles. I mean, I chewed up 100-mile range in an hour.
Oh, my. Okay. That's significant.
So you really can chew it up if you want to. I think that some of that has improved, and I suspect that Porsche expects that with a lot of their drivers, but it's a good point because it's never fully addressed
But then again, it's not really addressed in internal combustion engines either. So, yes. You know, I have a Mustang GT with a 6-speed manual. If I just run that car around town, I can get 15 miles to the gallon, and that's being fairly hard on the car. I can also get that down to 10 miles per gallon if I want to just continually stomp on it. But
yeah,
we don't really talk about that when we give mileage numbers, you know?
No, exactly. It's kind of best-case scenarios. You know, let's back up a little bit and talk about Tesla. You know, they are in the news almost every day. As you mentioned in early segments, you know, they don't really have a new Model S coming out. It's still the same one, and seemingly no plans to refresh that. Are they hanging in there? Are we going to still be talking about Tesla in 5 years?
Well, I personally believe we are, because I think if Tesla came to a point where they needed investment, I think there's plenty of people in the industry that would come in and want the name, the client base, and the manufacturing capability.
Right.
And we've seen that, you know, they've gotten help from Mercedes. They've gotten help from Toyota. They got help from Toyota on the plant that they're in Northern California. And that was a plant that was a joint venture with General Motors. And they got a sweetheart deal to come in and take over a plant that was really geared up, that they just had to go in and set up. They saved a lot of money with that sweetheart deal. And now they are building, because of the Tesla 3 finally getting up to production standards, they're building part of those cars in a big tent outside because they don't have space. So they're planning on expanding.
Wow.
They're building in China, or that plant is coming on board in China. Now, their biggest worry right now is the tariffs, because the president, if you call him, the man in charge has said that he's going to put China, in retaliation, has said they're going to put a 25% tariff on American cars.
Yeah,
and the tricky part about that is that you've got Tesla, the biggest exporter from the United States is BMW.
Mm-hmm.
The largest BMW plant in the world is in the United States, and those are SUVs, and a huge portion of them go to China. So, Ford has a similar problem, and with these tariffs, it's going to be super hard on Tesla.
Mm. On that note, we got to take a break. You're listening to Popular Technology Radio with Josh Hancock and me, Mike Etchart. Stick around. We're coming right back.
Hi, this is Linda Bott, and let me tell you about our North State Now show on Thursday nights at 6 p.m. right here on KCNR. The first Thursday of the month will be yours truly, covering arts and entertainment and all kinds of fun stuff. The second Thursday will be Michelle Slade, highlighting and interviewing North State heroes. The third Thursday is James Masada and Rhonda Alvey, bringing you all things with Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. And the fourth Thursday from Shasta Regional Medical Center is Dr. Orna Gill, covering all things women's health. The title sponsor for North State Now is the Reading Civic Auditorium. Also brought to you by the Black Bear Diner, Shasta Regional Medical Center, and Carlene's Restaurant and Bar, located at 1100 Center Street. That's North State Now, right here on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. 6 p.m., North State Now.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with 2 full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find
Fine Ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
And we are back. Pop Tech Radio, Mike Etchart with Josh Hancock. He, of course, is an automotive consultant in the film and television business. You can go to joshcar.com if you're on the interwebs. If you're on Instagram, Josh Carr Inc., I-N-C. You can also find him there. Josh, we've been talking a ton about four-wheeled vehicles powered by electric, but we didn't talk about two-wheeled vehicles. There are some things happening in motorcycle land, aren't there, when it comes to electric vehicles?
There are, actually, Harley-Davidson. It's been an interesting ride for them because, so to speak, I was looking for electric motorcycles for John Wick 3. And so I went to a few manufacturers. There are some. There's one called Zero. And they make great electric bikes. The market is fairly small. But at that time, I went to Harley-Davidson. And they said, well, you know what? We, for the last 2 years, have been taking, we have a fleet of 50 electric motorcycles. And we've been doing a private tour around the country where we have all of our owners ride these bikes and tell us what they think. So they really went out and researched their owners to see what the owners wanted in an electric motorcycle. And I was going to use 30 of those bikes and destroy them in John Wick. And the director didn't like how heavy they were. I'm sure the new bike's a little bit lighter, but they were a little heavy for his taste for stunting them.
Mm-hmm.
But I rode it at that time, and it's a very unusual sensation to have immense instant power that is so strong, so torquey, and no noise.
And no noise, yeah. Well, and we saw it at the Consumer Electronics Show. They have one set up, but that's what I've heard. The man from Harley-Davidson who we had on the show, he was saying, yeah, it is a weird sensation, but boy, it just takes your breath away with the power.
It does, and they're also manufacturing electric bicycles.
Yes.
They have a small one. They have an e-bike that's coming. They have something for the city. And then they have sort of a mountain bike that's pure electric. And those have just got to be a blast, you know?
Yeah.
I think there's a big answer there, too. When you look at countries like China and the number of bikes that are in China or Vietnam, and a lot of these bikes, those packs, you just take it with you. So you arrive and you take your battery pack because it's small enough and plug it in while you're having lunch.
Right.
And these bikes and the Harley-Davidson bikes are getting close to 100 miles on a charge, but they recharge extremely fast.
Okay. So, yeah, that makes sense.
And I'm sure they will. I mean, their biggest problem is weight with bikes because batteries are heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And even the electric cars that we are discussing are kind of heavy for what they are, really, just because these battery packs are really, really heavy.
Bringing in something in the news, you know, there was a horrific dive boat accident here off the coast of Santa Barbara. And they still have not determined what the cause of it was. And about 34 people, I think, perished. It's seeming like, potentially, that some of these batteries, everyone was charging computers and cameras and things like that on the boat. And it's potentially that batteries can explode. Is there a danger to any of these batteries like that?
Well, you know, we've seen instances of cars catching fire that have been parked in garages. It happened with Tesla.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened with something called a Fisker Karma, which is a high-end hybrid. And we thought for a while this was going to be something very scary for the industry, but they seem to be fairly unrelated, and there's not a trend to follow. It's happened a few times. We don't really know whether there were other circumstances. So there doesn't seem to be a big problem with automobiles. I think a lot of the small phone batteries and what may have caused the fire on this boat, you know, a lot of those batteries could be way overheated. But it is a little scary.
It is scary. It's something to think about. But on that note, we do need to wrap it up. And Josh, I want to thank you for being on the show. It has been a fascinating conversation, and one that we are going to hopefully have again every month. It seems like there's new news.
It really is. And we're coming into auto show season, so you'll have to come to LA Mobility.
Yes.
And we'll talk about what's there.
Awesome. And I will be there for that. On that note, folks, we want to thank you for listening in today. And don't forget, we are podcast wherever you get your podcasts, which for me is Apple iTunes, but we are out there everywhere if you want to go back and revisit some of our older shows. And, of course, want to thank Radio America, the folks that carry us across the terrestrial stations. Thanks to Mike Paradiso and Jenny Dietz and all the great folks over there. So for Pop Tech Radio, thank you, Josh Hancock. And I am Mike Etchart. We will see you next time.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Rob Burrows for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, inviting you to our annual black and white Boondocker Ball. Dinner and dance and costume contest, Saturday afternoon.